Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Let's take another look now at the nuts and bolts of the Affordable Care Act. States figuring out how to implement the act, which is being phased in over the next several months and completely by 2014. The state of Oregon is embracing the Affordable Care Act, and it's been something of a laboratory for the federal government's mission to contain costs. Janet Meyer is the CEO of Health Share Oregon, a coordinated care organization in Portland that has helped put the state on a path to achieve a spending growth rate 2% lower than the national average. As Meyer sees it, Oregon is positioned to be a leader in implementing the ACA.
We have a long history of Medicaid-managed care in Oregon. We also have a fairly collaborative relationship with the providers of care. So the plans that manage the care team with the providers and are able to produce probably something a little more innovative and a little more collaborative than in other states.
What does that mean? Is it about efficiency? Is it about providing greater service? Is it about cutting costs? All of these things are talked about in Washington all the time.
This iteration of reform in Oregon is really focused around paying for value and paying for outcomes. So instead of paying for, 1,000 MRIs, we'd rather pay somebody to sit down and talk to that client about why they're getting their headaches. I think coordinated care is also taking a much bigger view of our population and the needs of our population. Let's think about, if you've got a mom in a domestic violence situation and, she's smoking in the house, asking her to smoke outside may not be realistic. We may need to deal with domestic violence before we can get her to stop smoking in the house. So it's really about working upstream, going into community service agencies, partnering with community service agencies in a new way that we don't usually do in healthcare. In healthcare, we stick to sort of the clinical aspects, and this is really challenging us to look at broader pictures of people's health.
We often hear in the political debate about healthcare in America that the healthcare system in the United States is a huge part of the economy, that it is essentially ungovernable, that the cost controls are unmanageable, and that the entire system is unsustainable on some level. What experience, what interaction with an employee, what patient service story can you tell which says to you that you really have hope for the system?
Well, I think obviously we are a bit out of control when it comes to the amount of money we gobble up in our economy, we meaning the healthcare system in general. It's not sustainable. The employers in our country can't compete because of the heavy burden that healthcare costs are putting on them and their employees. So we recognize the problem that we're in. A gentleman who was a paraplegic who his shower chair broke. And under the Medicaid plan, you can only get a new shower chair every 24 months. Well, it had only been 18 months, and his shower chair broke, and he couldn't get approval to get a new one, and he really needed this chair to maintain his hygiene. He got a small cut. It turned into a very devastating gangrene diagnosis. $2 million later, he's back at home, and he's got his new shower chair. Now, if we had spent $60 for that shower chair before, we might have prevented that $2 million bill. We need to be a little bit more flexible in how we manage our benefits and our money.
Is Oregon a test lab for the Affordable Care Act? And if there are some successful tests, do you see anything going on right now in Oregon that's likely to be part of the national picture as the ACA is implemented?
Well, of course, we're one of many test labs. I think there's a lot of states doing a lot of amazing things. Everybody from Utah to Massachusetts, Minnesota to Alabama. Lots of great stuff, lots of incubators going on in the state health reform movement. I think, the coordinated care concept of working more intentionally with community service agencies and really focusing on outcomes, I think that is where the nation needs to be looking as well, particularly with this population. In addition, we're all amping up for the Affordable Care Act expansion in January of 2014, when a lot of uninsured patients are going to be insured. And as people learned in Massachusetts, you need to build capacity for that. In Massachusetts, they insured everybody but didn't necessarily build that infrastructure to support it. So we're in Oregon working very hard around that capacity building.
That's Janet Meyer, CEO of HealthShare Oregon, making a lot of those decisions right on the front lines there in the state of Oregon. And as you can imagine, there's a lively debate on the outcomes of the Affordable Care Act being seen in that state. You can check out our friends at OPB, Oregon Public Broadcasting. They're reporting on all of the local disputes and debates. OPB.org. Coming up, lessons from Massachusetts and the Affordable Care Act.